Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie, and we've been talking about it, well, since yesterday. Of course, we're talking breast cancer awareness, and today's Wellness Wednesday, we are rejoining with Dr. and Dr. Robinson of Urban Health Call Magazine. Hey, guys.
Hey, Melanie.
How are you?
How are y'all?
Doing great.
Of course, we got Urban Health Call Magazine and just Urban Health Call now, which we'll definitely talk about that, your new venture.
That's right. We are now in practice together, which is something new for us, but we love it.
Well, we'll absolutely have to tell the people how to get in contact with you relative to that. Today, we're talking about breast cancer awareness. And of course, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we really, really want to get the word out. And I thank you guys for coming to join with us every Wednesday. Can we just talk about why this is important?
Well, you know, Melanie, it's unfortunate, but there will be close to 300,000 new cases of breast cancer this year alone, and sadly, it's estimated that about 40,000 lives will be lost to breast cancer this year. Now, the good news is that what most people don't realize is that breast cancer does not have to be a death sentence. It is treatable and it is curable when it's caught early. So we're really doing our best to help raise awareness so that more lives aren't lost to this disease.
Well, I know it's kind of elementary, but can we back up and really start at the beginning and talk about what exactly is breast cancer?
You know, I think that's an excellent idea, Melanie. Now, cancer, just generally speaking, occurs when cells in the body start to grow out of control and they're unregulated, so to speak. And that's the same thing that applies with breast cancer. And these cells can occur anywhere in the ducts, glands, or other tissues of the breast. And that is what, in essence, leads to breast cancer. Now, what makes it so dangerous is that the cells and the cancer doesn't always stay confined to the breast tissue. Mm. It can spread to other organs and tissue, and this is what most often leads to the death rates that we see associated with breast cancer, and this is what leads to the devastation from cancers in general. And so it's really important that we do have a good understanding of how cancer affects our bodies and why it is that it's so important to get screened, which is why we're so glad that you're doing this campaign and really increasing the awareness with the listeners.
That's right. And, you know, as Dr. Rob mentioned, it's so important to have early detection, and that's what we do through screenings, because you definitely want to catch breast cancer as soon as it develops, well before it has a chance to spread and metastasize to other parts of the body, because it's really at that point where the chances of survival dramatically decrease.
More with Dr. and Dr. Robinson coming up. Stay right here. Less instances of breast cancer in African Americans, but more deaths. Find out why in a few minutes right here on Praise. We're back with Dr. Carla and Dr. Robert Robinson of Urban Health Call Magazine, and we're talking breast cancer awareness. Well, I know that the statistics say that Caucasian women are more likely to have breast cancer, but African-American women are more likely to die from breast cancer. But this is pretty common overall in women in general.
It is, and you know, lifetime estimates now are about 1 in 8 women will receive a diagnosis of breast cancer at some point in her lifetime. So, you know, it's not unusual that all of us know at least one person that has been affected by breast cancer, if not us being personally affected ourselves. So it is something that's very, very common. And you're right. Although we don't have the highest incidence rates of breast cancer, we certainly do have the highest death rates. And that's why we're really stressing the importance of screening, getting out there, making sure you know that you're healthy.
Why are the numbers so disproportionate, and why is the disease so vast?
Well, you know, Melanie, it's thought that this might be because women in our community tend to have more advanced stages of the disease when they're finally diagnosed, and we also tend to have more aggressive forms of the disease as well, which, again, is why screening is so important. But I don't want to leave the fellas out here because, you know, I think a lot of guys listening might be thinking, well, this doesn't really necessarily pertain to me, or it only pertains to the women in my life. But certainly men can be affected by breast cancer as well, not just because of their loved ones, but they can actually have breast cancer. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next week.
Absolutely. We definitely have to talk more about breast cancer occurrences in men. Now, make sure you log on to PrayCharlotte.com, courtesy of UrbanHealthCallMagazine.com. Yesterday, we posted a list of locations where you can receive reduced cost or free mammograms and screenings. Definitely check out that information. And where can we find you all online?
You know what? You can go to our website, UrbanHealthCallMagazine.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @UrbanHealthCall. You can also reach us via Facebook at Urban House Call Magazine.
And we want to encourage you to listen. They're going to be with us all month long. We're going to get together. We're going to be at some screenings and at some events. And if you have events, if you have screenings, if you have events supporting breast cancer awareness, please give me a call, 704-570-1009. We want to be a support to you and help get your information out. You can also email at mclark@radio-1.com. It's Wellness Wednesday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.